Okay, it's 3:30 on the 5th of August and I declare this special council meeting for the Shire Council open. All councillors are in attendance and Dr. Alistair Pinto and Carl McGill, operations manager, are here as well. No apologies. 2.3, leave of absence. No leave of absence for today. 3 is public question time. We don't have any members of the public. No petitions, deputations, presentations or submissions. 5 is any disclosure of interest. Anybody got any disclosure of interest?
No.
Okay. 6.6 is Chief Executive Officer report. Pass over to CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. So the first agenda item is the sale of industrial lot 11 on deposit plan 424646. It's as outlined in the agenda paper, and as Council has received this offer previously and discussed it at a planning forum, the buyer has offered a price that is suitable to council. They have agreed with the special conditions that the Shire has put in there, which is mainly around encouraging timely development of the lots to ensure our strategic planning objectives are met and for the Shire to have some sort of enforcement leverage if the sale conditions are not met, and also then to have clear conditions at the start so that all buyers have fairness and transparency around the obligations if they choose to purchase these lots. So based on that and based on the offer to buy, the information around the buy and the price, as I mentioned in the agenda item, is confidential because this is a commercial interest that the Shire has. So we obviously don't want future buyers to know what the price is just in case we get a better price. We don't want people to know that a lot sold for a particular price. So hence it's in confidence. But ratepayers or electors are able to get this information once we sell the lots. We're quite happy to make it available to people so they know what the lots are sold for. And so the officer's recommendation is as it is in the agenda paper.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council, number one, accept the offer received for 11 on deposited plan 424646 for the purchase price detailed in the confidential report. 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to execute all documentation necessary to complete the transaction. 3, authorise the application of the common seal where required. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Price. And a second, thank you, Councillor Cowan. Do you want to speak for the motion, Councillor Price?
Well, not really. It's just, it qualifies, basically.
Can I have a show of hands of those in favour? Thank you. That's carried 6-0. 6.2 is the lot, the proposed sale of industrial lot 12 on deposited plan 424646. Pass over to the CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Once again, this is the offer on lot 12 in the same industrial lot. The same rules in a way apply. Council has determined the price of the lot and the intent of the lot, as we discussed in the earlier one, is the same to make sure that the relevant objectives are met. This offer has in their special conditions included under approved purpose a caretaker's dwelling, as described in the Shire's town planning scheme. However, the Shire is not able to accept, or shouldn't, the officer's advice is that the Shire shouldn't accept an offer to buy that has a caretaker's dwelling mentioned in there, because that has to follow a separate planning process, as we've discussed with council previously. The advice was provided to the buyer. Unfortunately, the buyer has chosen to leave that clause in there. And basically, as the agenda item outlines, the inclusion of a caretaker's dwelling does prove an issue to council in accepting an offer because then it sort of blurs the lines between the Shire's commercial interest in terms of selling the lot and planning interest in terms of the planning and the governance around planning approvals. So hence the officer's recommendation in this instance is as per what's outlined in the agenda paper.
Okay, so the officer recommendation on this one is, this is 6.2, that council rejects the offer received for lot 12 on deposited plan 424646 for the purchase price detailed in the confidential report for the reasons outlined in this report. Can I have a mover, please, for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Latham. Can I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Councillor Latham, do you want to speak to the motion?
No, nothing, thank you.
Councillor Thompson?
No,
okay, can I have a show of hands for all those in favour of that motion, please? It's carried 6-0. Thank you. And item 7, close the meeting. I declare the meeting closed at 3:36 p.m.